time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Allison Preston and Desiree Stevenson with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Desiree is leaving us as executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, and Allison will be the new executive director. So we're going to talk about her and some of the things and events that they've got coming up with the chamber. Allison, Desiree, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, Allison Preston, let's find out all about you.
All right, what do you want to know?
Well, let's start off with, you know, where you're from, what you do, and all those other good things.
So I'm originally from Clearfield, Utah, born and raised, but I married a local Carbon County guy, Austin Preston, and we have been out here for about the last 10 years now. So I've been part of this community for quite a bit.
All right, and just... did you work somewhere? Did you have any experience doing that kind of thing? Where you been at?
So for about the last 6 years, I've actually been the store leader over at Maurice's, as well as I have done 5 years with USU Eastern. I do have a lot of event planning, fundraising, sponsorships, all that kind of things under my belt. I actually have been a part of the community, obviously selling women's clothing. So I know a lot of the community members through that as well, through Maurice's.
Okay, so... quite honestly, if you've been here and you've got background in fundraising and planning events and things like that, that sounds perfect for an executive director for the Chamber of Commerce.
I'm hoping so.
All right. Now, what are you looking to bring? Are you going to kind of stay the course with what's going on, or you want to... you know, shake things up, or what are we looking for from you? What are you going
to
do?
I am super excited for this role. I think I have a lot that I can bring to this program. I want to continue moving this chamber in a forward direction. Obviously, the chamber is sponsored through memberships and other things as well. So that's my plan, is to get out there, get in the community, see what the community wants from me, and see what I can give back to them, whether it's more events, whether it's you know, how I can help their businesses or the chamber can help their businesses. We have a great board that I'm super excited to work with and, you know, help bring their visions to life and everything like that.
Okay, so that sounds just like a job interview.
Did I get the job?
Apparently.
She got the job.
Apparently you did. We didn't want to tell you. Well, no, and it sounds like you've got a great head on your shoulders, and you know what direction you're wanting to take this in. You've got events that are coming up, actually, fairly quickly.
We do. We have a training this Friday. In fact, it's a Google training for anyone looking to get their businesses on Google. It is going to be the 10th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you are interested in participating in this, go ahead and either call our office at 637-2788, or you can email us at theccc@carboncountychamber.net, and we can get you that link.
All right, so that's Allison Preston. She is the new executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward to a lot of talks like this, so get ready for them.
Thank you.
When you came in, you said you didn't know that this was part of the gig. Yeah, this is part of the gig.
I'm excited.
All right, let's talk to Desiree, our outgoing executive director. Now, Desiree, how long have you been with the chamber?
So I've been with the chamber for a total of 3 years. I've been the executive director for 2, and then I was the assistant coordinator for 1. So that's kind of my history with the chamber.
That's kind of your history with the chamber. Now, is there anything that that you've done or implemented or something that the chamber has done under your tenure that you like to talk about or anything like that?
So I think one of the things with the, you know, a lot of people, one, didn't know what the chamber was or, you know, what we had to offer. And I think, you know, when you reached out to businesses, a lot of them were like, oh, they want something. You know, they expect you... I think they expected me to want them to join right then and there before I would help them. And I hope that I got the message across, you know, between my time with the chamber saying, you know, no, I want to show you what I can do before I'm going to ask you for anything. So I hope that they see the chamber in a more positive light than before. So I hope that's what my main goal was. I hope I reached that.
And really, you know, you and I have talked in the past about the fact that that's really what the chamber is. It's a networking for local business.
Yep.
It's letting other people that run businesses know what we offer here in Carbon County. And, you know, that's what the chamber's all about.
Right. Yep. That's we're here to help. For. Yep.
All right. Well, ladies, Desiree, thank you so much for your time and your service, and good luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
And Allison, we'll be talking again soon.
I can't wait.
All right. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.